Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Smartcast. You're listening to an OTT Play production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hear this.
Wait a minute.
This is OTT Play.
OTT Play.
Now you know.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe concluded its Phase 4 with the box office shattering Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. The sequel to the 2018 film Black Panther was met with critical acclaim and was praised for its new characters, compelling story and somber tone. So for today's Now You Know podcast, we take a look at some of the lesser known facts about the film. Let's get going then.
Trivia 1.
Mexican actor Tenoch Huerta essayed the role of Namor, the ruler of a hidden kingdom called Talocan at the bottom of the ocean. When director Ryan Coogler quizzed Huerta about his swimming skills, Huerta responded by saying that he had never drowned. This response was to hide the fact that Huerta was not a proficient swimmer. The actor took swimming lessons after he was confirmed for the role.
Trivia 2.
The film's production was significantly affected by the passing of its lead actor Chadwick Boseman in 2020. Marvel Studios decided not to recast the role and instead took the story in a new direction. However, Boseman's brother Derek argued that the character should not have been retired, and he also stressed that he believed that Chadwick would have wanted the character of King T'Challa to continue his journey in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Trivia 3.
Marvel Studios announced that Dominique Thorne would essay the role of Riri Williams, aka Ironheart, in her own standalone Disney Plus series titled Ironheart. The character debuted in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever in an important supporting role. However, the Judas and the Black Messiah star had earlier auditioned for the role of Shuri in the first Black Panther film. The role eventually went to Letitia Wright, who would take over the mantle of the Black Panther in the sequel.
Trivia 4.
The film introduces a new culture and kingdom called the Talokans to the Marvel Cinematic Universe in a manner similar to how Wakanda was introduced in the original film. In order to create this fictional world, the writers took inspiration from the Aztec culture and the water god named Tlaloc. The actors who played the roles of the Talokans were even asked to learn the Mayan language.
Trivia 5.
The similarities between DC's Aquaman and Marvel's Namor are hard to miss. In fact, in Marvel Comics, Namor is a ruler of the underwater realm called Atlantis, identical to his DC Comics counterpart, who is also the ruler of an underwater realm called Atlantis. In order to avoid any confusion, the writers decided not to use Atlantis and instead opted for a kingdom inspired by the Aztecs.
Trivia 6.
The throne room of Namor features a carefully crafted design. At its center is an incredibly large jaw and teeth of a prehistoric creature. Production designer Hannah Beekler has revealed that it belongs to the giant prehistoric shark called the Megalodon. This impressive creature lived millions of years ago and is believed to have been at least 66 feet or 20 meters in length. Well, that's the OTT Play Now You Know episode for today. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
This was an OTT Play production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.